This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees warned Monday its operations in Gaza would shut down within 2 days due to the fuel shortages that shut down hospitals as fighting rages between Israel and Hamas. More on this from VOA's Gary Butterworth in Jerusalem.
The Director General of the World Health Organization says Gaza's largest hospital is no longer functioning. This as Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Hamas is blocking safe evacuation of patients from Gaza hospitals, where deaths are being reported as generators run out of fuel. Gary Butterworth, VOA News, Jerusalem.
U.S. President Joe Biden urged Israel on Monday to protect Gaza's main hospital as heavy fighting between Israeli forces and Hamas raged around the complex.
And it's my hope and expectation that there will be less intrusive action relative to the hospital.
Biden told reporters at the White House the hospital must be protected, adding he was in contact with the Israelis on the matter. He said a deal for the release of prisoners was still being negotiated with the help of Gulf State Qatar. A surgeon with the medical charity group Doctors Without Borders said hundreds of people were stranded in the El Shiva hospital complex enduring inhumane conditions. U.S. President Joe Biden's 2024 re-election team on Monday said former President Donald Trump had embraced the language of Nazi German dictator Adolf Hitler by using the word vermin to refer to his political enemies. His comments, made on the Veterans Day holiday honoring military veterans, drew criticism, with some historians saying his language mirrored that of autocrats who have sought to dehumanize their foes. This is VOA News. The White House said on Monday President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping will discuss strengthening communication and managing competition when they meet at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, or APEC, summit in the San Francisco, California area on Wednesday. Biden believes there's no substitute for face-to-face diplomacy to manage this complex relationship, White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told reporters. The face-to-face meeting will take place for the first time in a year on Wednesday, with the high-stakes diplomacy aimed at curbing tensions between the world's two superpowers. Former British Prime Minister David Cameron arrived back in Downing Street on Monday to take up a surprise new role as foreign minister. Reuters correspondent Mia Wormsley reports.
Current leader Rishi Sunak shuffled his cabinet and handed a life peerage to Cameron, who stepped away from politics in 2016 after the Brexit vote to pull Britain out of the European Union.
Are you getting set for telling the truth, Home Secretary?
The PM's long-planned reset was finally triggered by the firing of Interior Minister Suella Braverman over her criticism of police, an act which threatened Sunak's own authority. The ruling but divided Conservative parties badly lagging the opposition Labour Party ahead of a general election expected next year.
Reuters correspondent Mia Wormsley. Efforts to create a landmark treaty to end global plastic pollution are advancing in Nairobi as most of the world's nations and others affected by the pollution gather to discuss draft language for the first time. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
It's the third gathering in a compressed five-meeting schedule intended to complete negotiations by the end of next year. Gustavo Adolfo Velasquez, the chair of the negotiating committee, says the urgency of addressing plastic pollution cannot be overstated. To bring a difference, he says, at the scale required, we must work collectively. But the negotiations have been strained by concerns over delays in discussing the plastics issue. In the last round of talks in Paris, talks stalled for about 2 days as some countries hampered discussions. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More than 70 people, including children, have been killed this month in violence sweeping Burkina Faso, the West African country state prosecutor said Monday. The country is battling an insurgency that spilled over from neighboring Mali in 2015. It has left more than 17,000 civilians and soldiers dead and displaced 2 million people. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or download the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.